There were at least 204 polio variants detected in 21 African countries this year. The World Health Organization African region says since August of 2022, there has been no new type 1 polio cases detected on the continent. Mashidiso Moeti is the regional director for WHO Africa. She says member states should address the ongoing threat of polio in the region.
Our journey towards a polio-free Africa has been long, challenging, and marked by both triumphs and setbacks. In May this year, the transmission of wild poliovirus type 1 imported into Malawi and Mozambique was halted. Africa did what it does best. We united, we mobilized, and responded with strength and determination using our well-known tools, robust surveillance, quality vaccination campaigns, and increased community engagement, of course, with the strong support of our partners.
Moeti says the fight against polio is faced by threats, among them insecurity, the displacement of people and food insecurity, intensified by demographic pressures and climate change.
The ongoing international spread of polio, most recently to Gaza, is a stark reminder that polio still continues, constitutes a public health emergency of international concern. The road to zero polio in Africa now requires focused action on variant poliovirus outbreaks. This battle continues, particularly in the Lake Chad Basin, the Sahel, and Eastern Africa, where we've seen persistent transmission of the variant poliovirus. Our work to end all forms of polio continues as we navigate a complex landscape of interconnected threats.
Despite the milestones achieved, the Lake Chad Basin countries and Sahel regions are still facing challenges in fighting the virus. The coordinator of the polio eradication program in the African region, Jamal Ahmed, says the main agenda is to get under control the type 2 polio that is predominantly in the region.
We have another virus that is going around. It's heavily centered in DRC and other places. We are variant polio virus type 1. And if I look at the last 12 months where we have been, the number of cases in the last 6 months are 86% less than they were in the preceding 6 months. We have reduced the number of cases by 79%. We have environmental surveillance. The number of detections have come down by 99%. This is thanks to three countries, primarily Mozambique, Malawi, and Madagascar.
Over 60 million children in Africa were vaccinated against the type 2 polio variant. Ahmed says among the continent's challenges in the fight are vaccine supply and shortages. He says cross-border coordination is key to ensure no child misses out on the vaccine.
Where you see polio in Africa is where we have systems that are not working somehow. When we see an outbreak of polio or many of our other VPD diseases, it means that something has not worked in our routine immunization program, in our broad health systems. So it's really a program about reaching those tough areas, those communities that we don't reach.
It is estimated that at least 168,000 cases of polio occur in Africa each year. Children under the age of 5 are the most affected by polio globally. WHO Africa calls on the global health community to rally and eradicate polio and urges member states to speed up the response to outbreaks. For VOA Africa, I am Moreno Jiembo in San Francisco.